Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Don Boyce. I'd like to find out what is required to sign up for your fiber service.
You're looking to see what is required to sign up for our service? Well, it's a really simple process. All we need is your address to see if your service, if your address is serviceable. So what is your address, sir?
It's 184 Wrentham Street, Wrentham Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
You said 184 Wrentham?
Wrentham. Spelled W, yeah, Wrentham, Wrentham Street.
I'm seeing it now. It does look like that address is in our area for serviceability. It does look that's like that address will be serviceable starting August 31st. So we can get you signed up,
okay,
and we can actually get you signed up now and pre-ordered, so that way we can actually get you into the book, so that way we can get you ready to we can get you ready for installation here in the next about month and a half at the earliest at your convenience after the 31st. So would you like to start the sign-up process today just to make sure that you're on the books?
Yes.
All right. Is this for a home or business?
Home.
Now, we do have a couple of options in terms of our fiber speeds. We have 1 and 2 gig network speeds. About what do you use in your home? Do you do any kind of streaming, gaming, anything like that?
No, just basic. You know, we watch Netflix is probably the most, you know, YouTube, Netflix. My wife uses it to upload and download some files, but nothing major.
All right. So probably our 1 gig network
Office product.
Probably
yes,
our 1 gig
so.
Network is going to be the best for you. All right. Can I ask about how large is your home?
1,500 square feet, two stories.
Two stories. So at that size, we do recommend at least one extender due to the fact that our modem router can only get about 700 feet in one direction in square footage of space. So about 1,400 square feet is what it can cover. We usually say an additional extender at that size of a home just because you may see the speed of your service drop off the further away you are from your router. Would you like to get an additional
However,
route?
Neither one of us, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's the Wi-Fi extender will help cover your whole home. It's not necessarily a required. You can test to see if that speed is required, and you can always, you know, go without an extender for now and pick up and get another one installed later from us if you'd like.
I think we'll try it out because most of our work is on the first floor.
Okay.
And we're only using one router right now, and it works fine.
All righty, if that's the case, we don't have to do that. You had a question, sir?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you need any kind of home phone services? Like, this is going to be a landline.
I do have a question. Is there an extra charge for an extender?
So the extender's additional charge is $7.99 a month. Again, as I said, you can go without one for now, seeing how the service works in your home once it does get installed. After a time of testing it out, if you see that you're seeing in certain areas that the speed does fall off more than you would like, you can always request us to bring one out to you, and we're more than happy to get that one out to you so we can get that installed for you.
Okay, yeah, so let's just go with the one for now, and we'll see how it goes.
So do you want one extender?
No. Just go with the
go without
the
it
base
for now.
Program.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And as I was saying before, do you need a home phone service?
We do not.
All right. Fantastic.
We don't use home phone. We used to use our cell phones.
That's about everybody these days.
Yeah.
All right. So I have your address as 1884 Wrentham Street here in Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you own or rent your property?
We own.
Fantastic. How do you get your power to your home? Is it through the air or underground?
It's through the air.
Fantastic. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
All right. Can you spell your name for me, first and last?
First is Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D. Last name is Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E.
What's a good email address for you, Donald?
D BOYCE 12456 at yahoo.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me at today, that 518-857-0506, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me just get that information in real quick. Now, we have a couple of options of how we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text messages. Which one would you prefer to be contacted by?
Text.
Text messages. We do have a small disclaimer. If you give me a moment, I'll read this out to you, because we have to do this just because it, you know, covers our bases. But here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Let me assure you, we're only going to use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, just to go over what we have right now, looks like we have an in-service date of August 31st for a 1 gig home FiberNet service. We're not looking at getting any extenders or a phone line at this time. Your address is 184 Rentham Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You do own your home, and your utilities come in through the air. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. It's not going to be a hard hit. It's just a soft credit check. It's just gathering a few pieces of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if a minimum deposit is required on the account. You can opt out at any time, but that will require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run a small credit check today?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Yeah, fantastic.
No, my credit's very good.
Fantastic. Let me just get your information over, and I will be sure to get everything good to go on our end. And then once I'm ready, I'll be asking you for your social security number.
Okay.
Hey you. What kind of animal you got over there?
Oh, I've got a cat.
Ah.
We just got a rescue cat a couple of months ago.
Fantastic. I'm ready for that. What is your social security number, Donald?
099-50-2214.
Thank you very much for that, Donald. I'm processing that right now. Give it a second and it should pop up. Fantastic. You're an excellent match for us here at Archtop Fiber. And it does not look like you
Hello?
Will be... I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No, I lost you for a second. I'm good now.
Okay, fantastic. So it does look like you are a good match for us here at Archtop Fiber, and you will not be required to make that minimum deposit.
Good.
So as part of Archtop Fiber, we do offer a discount for you enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Would you like to sign up for that?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, we have two methods for those automatic payments. We have ACH, which is an automatic bank debit, which will give you the biggest discount of $10. We can also use a credit or debit card, which will give you a discount of $5.
ACH is through my, would be direct from my checking account?
That is correct.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's $10 a year? Or
that's $10
a month. Wow. Great. So what would, at that rate, my rate would be, what, $59.99 a month?
$69.99. The $69.99 that you see on the advertisements
we send
out to you, it does say you that that is with discount of ACH and automatic paperless billing.
So what do you need for that?
So what I will need for that is I will need your bank's routing number.
Okay, hang on a second. I have to get my checkbook here.
See? Oh, no worries.
My checkbook. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, give me your pen. Hang on 1 second, please.
Oh, take your time, Donald.
Yeah.
figure that all out.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
This is actually my wife's account because she pays the bills.
no worries there.
Do you need her? Okay, here we go. Does that change? Do you need her name and all that?
When we get to the name on the account, yeah. But we can just start with the routing number.
Yeah, we're both on this account also anyway.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Okay. This is all different than mine. Okay. Looks like the routing number is 21000322.
That's four zeros?
Three.
So it's 213 zeros, and then what's the next numbers?
322.
That is coming up as an invalid. Valid routing number.
Kath, what's your routing number? You said this is invalid. Said this is coming up as it well actually starts with a zero. Let me try this again. Yeah. Okay. Let it's actually zero before all that. 021000. Try that.
And then you said it's 23.
It's let me just repeat it completely. It's 021000322.
Bank of America?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Okay, what is the account number?
Okay, 0058250133573.
Thank you. And what is your wife's name, just so we have it on file?
Kathy, Kathy with a C.
C-A-T-H-Y?
M-C-A-T-H-Y, Boyce.
So I'm going to put the name on the account as Donald and Kathy Boyce?
Yes.
This is a checking account?
Yes.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
As an additional layer of security, would you like, for us, if we need to check anything in your account, would you like to add an optional nickname to this?
No.
All right. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
All right. One moment. It's generating a token for me just so we can continue on. Fantastic. Looks like everything's good to go.
Hang on a second. I want to give you my wife's email address to use.
Once the account is created, we can actually.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I was going
to
say
one. Texted, or it's better to be texted. Then give me. She'll need your phone number then for you to be texted. 388. Okay. All right. I'm going to give you my wife's number as the main number to be texted.
All right. Just give me one moment. All right. And what is her phone number?
914-388-3062.
All right, and we'll be able to make sure she's added in later on as an authorized representative on the account. The name on the account will be yours primarily. We'll just need to make sure she's added just in case we need to have any kind of communication with her as well.
Sure.
All right. Before I continue on, I do have a couple of disclosures I do need to go over with you, just because it is the legal aspect of everything. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of it. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection and wait until your fiber services have been installed before you cancel with your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including the requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. So how did you hear about us?
My wife talked to someone from your company at a local trade show or, you know, business fair, I believe.
Okay. And, so it was kind of a community.
And then we just recently got a flyer in the mail. And our Spectrum bill is about to go up again. So
I understand that Spectrum is really bad about being like, oh, hey, yeah, you've been here. You've had service for a year. We're going to hike your bill up astronomically. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried lines, septic tanks, any of that thing?
No.
Okay. And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to address with me today?
No.
All right. Fantastic. So we're getting that order placed. Now, while we won't be able to get you your installation date set up just yet, we can give you a call back either later today or we'll probably give you a call tomorrow just to go over available dates and times. Usually we have to wait for our system to process it and get it into the system, which does take anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes for our system to fully register that. So if you'd like to, we can either give you a call back later today, Donald, or we'll give you a call tomorrow.
You can call me later today at the 518 number.
All right, fantastic. All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. Be expectant of our call here either later today or tomorrow in order to get your service installation date set up.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.